Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm going to remind you again about these amazing numbers that Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities provides every year. For a lot of people, if I said, this is what Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities has provided since they started decades and decades and decades ago, you would say, that's amazing. But no, this is every year. Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities, again, call us right now, 952-460-5300. They provide approximately 260,000 meals every single year. 12,000 Thanksgiving meals, 9 days away. How about this one? This number is staggering to me. Over 125,000 nights of safe shelter. 2,000 men, women, and children served. 6,500 mental health appointments and close to 4,000 employment resource encounters. This is why you call. This is why you are essential to raising. We just learned 95% of the money of a budget that's almost $15 million comes from people who are listening right now, from individuals, from foundations, from businesses. Please be a part of it. 952-460-5300. Rochelle is here. Thank you so much for what you do. 9 years as a volunteer. What is that like to be a part of this this mission every single day?
Thank you so much, Chad. I actually just want to start by thanking each and every person that calls and donates to the mission.
It's a great way to do it.
This place has such a special spot in my heart. My oldest son, God willing, will be celebrating 9 years sober this spring.
Congratulations. How about a round of applause for that? That's
miracles
awesome.
Still happen every day.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when my son was in active addiction, he ran for me. And so he ended up in the streets in multiple cities across the country. And as a mother...
Can I stop you?
Yeah.
Can I just... What was that like when you didn't know where your son was?
I used to pick up the phone and I would call hospitals in areas where I knew he'd been and say, hey, do you have a John Doe? 19 years old, he's probably about 120 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. This is where his birthmark is. It was devastating to me to not know where my son was. But here's the thing, Chad. He encountered kind people along the way that fed him, that took him in, that clothed him, and that loved him just where he was at. I couldn't be there for him because he ran from me.
Right.
But these strangers offered him this kindness. And God...
Such a great reminder.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
God put the Union Gospel Mission on my heart because
right.
I can be there for somebody else's son.
Yep.
I can be there for somebody else's daughter, just like those strangers were there for my son.
Your son, let's just... Before we get to Union Gospel Mission, let's talk about how he reached the point where he's at right now in this great spot.
They talk about bottoms in the recovery community, and some people have high bottoms where they really, I mean, they don't have to suffer a ton before they realize maybe I need to make some changes. But my son was, he was very low bottom. He had burned all of the bridges in his life, you know, with his friends, with his family. He couldn't hold down a job. He was in the streets. Horrible things were happening to him. You know, he had to come to a place of complete hopelessness and helplessness before he was willing to say, okay, God, my way's not working. I need some help.
And I can't imagine how many nights that was, how many encounters that was, how many awful moments. And then talk about the role that Union Gospel Mission has played for your son and what he's still doing there.
Yeah. Well, and my son ended up out in California. But what I get to see at the Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities are other men that come in that same place.
Right.
Where they're feeling completely broken, where they are out of hope, where what they're doing isn't working. And I get to see God step in through the work of all of those beautiful people that are there. I get to see lives transformed. You encounter these people for the first time and they have just this glazed look in their eyes, right? Like,
yeah.
They don't know where they are or what's going on. And then you come back to volunteer again a couple weeks later and there's a smile on their face. You come back a couple weeks after that and they're laughing for the first time in a long time. And there is nothing better than that.
I can't imagine. Again, I want people to be inspired by this. We have less than 20 minutes left with our show. That doesn't mean Jason and Dan won't do a tremendous job. They will. But Rochelle is talking about these stories she sees day after day, week after week, and then in the months when they're not there because they're prospering and succeeding. Again, 95% of the money that makes up the budget for Union Gospel Mission comes from days like this. Volunteers, listeners like you, please reach out, 952-460-5300. So when you're volunteering, what are you doing and what makes you go back every single day when I'm sure there's a myriad of places and a myriad of other things you could be doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think for a lot of people, when they think about volunteering at Union Gospel Mission, they think about serving meals. It's a lot of way, I think, that people will start their service at the mission.
Which is a great way to start, right?
Oh, my gosh, it is. I started volunteering in food service in 2019, the beginning of 2019 myself. But there are also other ways where you can actually get to know people and then start developing relationships with them. So, like, there's the cake ladies. So the first Tuesday
okay,
of the
I
month.
Okay, I saw this, the cake ladies.
Oh, the cake ladies. Now,
Dave
someone.
And I, we like sweets.
Yes.
We like sweets. Okay.
Yes.
Now, this guy maybe isn't the biggest cake person.
Mm.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I know.
I am a cake person.
Yeah, he's saying that now because you're here. But
You're a cake denier.
Yeah. Okay. What would we see with the cake ladies?
What happens with the cake ladies is the first Tuesday of the month, it's a Dairy Queen cake that's brought in and other treats.
Oh, now we're talking. Fudge
yeah,
crunchies.
Right? And so it's the guys that are in phase one of the treatment program. And then there's a message that's given, celebrate the birthdays that month. And then there's just this great opportunity for fellowship to sit down and talk to people and to hear their stories. And when I talk to people that have lived in the streets and I ask them, okay, what was the hardest thing for you? It's Minnesota. So I always think they're going to say it was really cold. But so many of them say, you know what, people treated me like I was invisible. They didn't feel human anymore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So okay,
let's stay with that. Why did they feel that way? Because just think about that again, 952-460-5300. Think about the best parts of your life. Think about your family, your friends, the joy you have at work. And now think about if you felt invisible. Can you expand on when people would tell you they felt invisible, they weren't recognized in the way they wanted to be?
Well, imagine people are walking down the street, and instead of looking you in the eye and saying hello, they avert their eyes down or they look another direction. Right?
Yep.
And so you start to feel invisible. It's like people think it's contagious or something. But the thing that hits
They're
my
putting
heart,
a stigma on these individuals,
they are,
right?
But that's somebody's son. That's somebody's
yes.
brother. That's somebody's daughter. It's somebody's sister. It's somebody's mother. They're people with feelings and hopes and dreams and thoughts, just like everybody else.
And it could be any one of us, too.
Oh, my gosh. But for the grace of God, right?
Right. I'm sure you've seen unlimited amounts of stories where somebody, and Dave and I have tried to make this point, where it could be their upbringing right from the get-go. Then it could be Dominique, who was in an abusive relationship for 20 years. Or it's someone, male or female, that was very successful, lost their job, lost their home, started drinking too much, drugs. And a lot of times these are people you thought were your friends and they've abandoned you. Mm-hmm. And these are some of the folks who make up, whether it's the Naomi Family Program or the men who are at the mission itself.
Right. And you know what? Everybody needs love.
Correct.
Everybody needs love.
How does it feel just to feel that satisfaction when you see the progress that these folks feel, where they go from that invisible nature to feeling the love and then many times coming back to volunteer because their life is in such a good position?
I tell you what, like that miracle, it just never gets old. It's just beautiful beyond words. But the thing is, too, when you volunteer, you get blessed probably even more than they do because they become your friends.
Yeah. What a feeling that is.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's awesome.
All right. You're a great person to answer this question, which I'm going to ask one last time today, but I'll look forward to next year when we ask it. Why should somebody listening right now, why should this be the time that they call 952-460-5300 and give whatever amount they can to Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities?
I would say every dollar that's given is going towards transforming lives. It's not about just giving people Band-Aids. I mean, yes, people can get a bed and people can get food, but it's about helping people get their GED. It's about teaching people how to interview. It's about teaching people how to balance their checking accounts. It's about giving people life skills so that they can go out and live the life that they've dreamed of. You know, lives are truly transformed at the mission.
We don't have that many opportunities to do that in life.
No,
we can if we have kids. We can other ways. But $2.82 at Union Gospel Mission provides a meal and housing. And again, you give $100, you're 45 people right there, right in that area. So, Rochelle, thank you so much for volunteering. Thank you for sharing what you see every day. And keep doing it because it's amazing.
Well, and thank you for the opportunity to share. And God bless you, Chad.
Thank you, Rochelle. I appreciate it. Round of applause for Rochelle. This really is the time to call. Great opportunity to help people and be that impact on individuals who could be you, could be your friends, could be your family. 952-460-5300.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.